Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Expert Slot. I'm joined today by the cosmetic dentist and clinical director of London Smiling Dental Group, Dr. Uchenna Okoye. Uchenna is a brilliant dentist who's renowned for her smile makeovers, and she has a knack for making tweaks, or what's now called tweakments, that really up confidence. I know this firsthand as I've seen Uchenna for some of her treatments and my teeth look eons better for it, but also without looking huge or blindingly white. They just look kind of polished and neat, and I'm really happy to smile without worrying about how they look. So I've asked Uchenna to talk through some elements of looking after teeth at home, as well as explaining cosmetic options like straightening or whitening that might be useful if you're considering having them. Here's Uchenna. Hello, welcome back to the Expert Slot. I'm here with Dr. Uchenna Okoye.
Hello.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Perfect.
Excellent. Right, I always love to hear that. So Uchenna is a dentist who specialises in making teeth look fantastic and restoring people's smiles. But one of the things that I wanted to really hammer home before I asked Dr. Uchenna the questions is that Uchenna's also very into, and correct me if I'm wrong, but very into doing what I would call tweakments. So rather than saying, let me pull out all your teeth and start again, Uchenna's quite happy to say small adjustments, small things to get you to where you want to be, if possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was that always your approach?
Yes, I mean, because I'm actually dental phobic. I do not like going to the dentist. So less is more. Or is it more? Anyway, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Less is more. Yeah.
So the less dentistry, the better. Yeah. So I've always been an advocate of prevention, of just subtlety. And it's interesting because even like, you know how if you have things that are minute, whether in technology or whatever, it's more expensive, it's more difficult. So the same with teeth, because it's a lot easier for me, say, to give somebody 10 veneers than to just do some subtle changes on a couple of teeth, because that's where the expertise comes and makes it blend in.
Yeah.
The art of great dentistry or cosmetic dentistry for me is you can't see you've been done.
Yeah.
Completely. Much as I want everyone to be like, oh my God, this fabulous design.
Yeah.
No, I don't want people to know.
What you're doing is somewhere between technical, it's almost like a makeup artist, somewhere between technical and art. And it's your eye that people want as well, as much as your skills at drilling and polishing.
Completely. I can't put it best myself, because it becomes a challenge where someone's like, oh, you know, Joe Blogs down the road only charges £50. Why are you charging £500? And I'm just kind of like, if you knew how many times I go to the States, if you knew how many hours, and it's that eye of honing your craft.
Yeah.
Things that I've done, like I've actually been on a makeup course because I was trying to pull the thing, you know, like how they, well, as a makeup artist, how you do the shading to give people, you know, like that pop of colour that suddenly you've got contouring.
Yeah.
So exactly the same thing translating into the mouth.
Yeah.
So if somebody's got a round face, how do I design the teeth so that they look more slender and vice versa?
Yeah, so, something interesting that you did. So Uchenna bonded my teeth, which I've written about on the blog, and I wrote about it for Glamour. But when you did my teeth, the thing that I found interesting wasn't just that my teeth looked better, because I was expecting that the bottom of my teeth would be straighter because they were ragged from grinding them. And you did my teeth and suddenly I noticed my lips looked better. And I mean, you hadn't added a lot of tooth, so I didn't quite understand. But definitely over the year when I do my makeup, suddenly my face, just my bones look better in my lips. And that's a tiny tweak that's really made a difference. So I err on the side of caution too, so I really appreciate that thing where a small change can actually engender a change in the face, but it's subtle and it doesn't disturb the eye when you see it. It looks right somehow.
And that's the thing. It should almost be that thing of people are trying to figure out, is it your hair? Is it your... And you can always add more. It's just like putting on blusher or something. You can always add more. People tend to go full throttle in, and then it's so much harder to go backwards.
And when you said your teeth Because I think the reason, part of the reason people forget their teeth is because you don't see them when you look in the mirror with your mouth shut. It's almost for other people to some extent.
Yeah.
But that's kind of why I like that you've called your clinic London Smiling. Mm-hmm. Because the confidence you have when you smile and you think, I know my teeth are fine, is important.
Yes, I think big time. And actually for me, success comes in people forgetting about their smile, having to... You know, often people kind of come in where they've had a lifetime of no confidence, and they go through all sorts of weird contortions not to show certain bits of their teeth. I mean, like, it's almost a disability. It's so much mental energy.
Completely.
So when you just like, hey, and you just smile, and suddenly you're not thinking about it because you know that you look good, you feel great, it just takes away that aspect the energy that you haven't got to waste. So it's not just about the aesthetics, it's the foundational one, because gum disease is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And it affects women so much because we've got all this hormonal, we've got menopause, we've got puberty, we've got pregnancy. So you get the foundations right, and you're like, oh my God, I can keep my teeth.
Yeah.
And now you add the beauty.
One of the things that I was also going to say is that I, like most people, like you, I've never liked going to the dentist. It's not something, I mean, it's not fun to have people put, you know, metal things in your mouth and, you know, scare, et cetera, et cetera. But I go knowing that, A, I'll feel better afterwards now. Mm. Like, I go to the hygienist. I love the hygienist. I know that afterwards my mouth feels really clean. It's almost like having a beauty treatment, like having your hair coloured.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to say is that, presumably, if you make yourself, force yourself to go to the dentist as often as you should for checkups and hygienist appointments, you're much less likely to need the horrible invasive stuff down the line.
Hugely so, because we can spot it early. Mm. You know, it's all about prevention. And the thing also, people forget that you often see your dentist far more regularly than your doctor. So everything in your body is reflected around your head and neck. So all the lymph nodes, everything drains around here. So things like cancer, you know, sometimes patients think that I'm, you know, voodoo, where I'm like, oh, you're going to get a cold soon.
Yeah.
And few days later they do, because of the nodes.
Yeah.
So that aspect of catching things early means it's so much better, it's less painful, it's definitely cheaper.
Overall,
do a little filling rather than you need a root canal. God, how much money have I
completely
saved you?
So I wanted to get your tips for this episode on 5 elements of dental care and just kind of get your lowdown on, you know, what people should be doing, what good advice is. So the first one is cleaning your teeth. Now, what would an ideal, I know everyone's slightly different, but what would an ideal dental regime at home look like, morning and evening?
Okay.
And how often should someone see a hygienist?
Right. So we start off hygienist, I think, every 3 months.
Okay.
You know, some people, sometimes 4 months, just because you then, again, that prevention thing, you keep things, you keep on top of things.
Yeah.
They can spot. I'd much rather almost somebody, if say cost was an issue and it's like weighing it up, I'd rather you just saw me once a year and you saw the hygienist every 3 months.
Okay.
Because literally, if there's an issue, they can call me in.
Yes.
Okay. The ideal would be 6 months with me, 3 months with the hygienist.
Okay.
At home, you probably know that I am, my desert island item is the Oral-B electric toothbrush. I keep asking them, can they make a, you know, like a solar one? So if I am in a desert island, I can still use it. Exactly. Just because it's so much more effective. I mean, at the end of the day, you can brush with a manual brush, just like we can wash our clothes without a washing machine.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's so much more effective.
Yeah.
And there are different brushes there. The one with the reason I like that one is because it kind of embraces the teeth and it can, you can't see me doing this. It goes around.
A bit like a car wash when it goes around.
Perfect
tires,
analogy.
Kind of
so it's much more effective. So what should one do? The ideal is twice a day. You don't even need to do the third one. Sometimes people get obsessed with doing it after every meal. No.
Okay.
Morning and night. Of the two, the nighttime clean is the most important. So I don't advocate anyone misses a brush, but if you had to, miss the morning rather than the night one.
Is it bad to brush after meals because you've got the acid in your mouth from food?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't brush after meals.
Don't brush after meals.
Okay,
brush before or rinse
if
out
you
with
have
a mouthwash.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just rinse out with water.
Yeah.
So it would be that you come, brush your teeth, floss.
Yes.
And it does matter where you
use floss. Before you brush?
It does. It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't it?
I mean, I think, no. Oh. People, that's one of those, like, chicken and egg things.
Yeah, okay.
On the one hand, one could say it's better. Actually, I would say maybe better before, because you feel that you have more time.
Right.
From a psychology point of view.
Okay.
Whereas if you've done everything and then just like, right, yeah, I'm off, yeah, and it's quicker.
So I thought, I always thought you had to floss to get stuff out from between your teeth and then the brush picked it up. That's not true.
No, it'll come off either way. So gotcha. It doesn't matter before or after, each person's different. But for me, it's just the fact that you are flossing.
Fine.
That's all that matters. And then you can then spit. Mm-hmm. Don't rinse out.
No,
so
mouthwash.
So don't, you know, it's... Again, I'm going to sound like a politician here now. So I'm like, it depends.
Yes.
It depends on the mouthwash. Any mouthwash that I recommend is a fluoride mouthwash.
Right.
So if you're going to use a fluoride mouthwash that's got more fluoride than your toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
then rinse. So actually, going back to in the morning, I would spit.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, use the mouthwash and rinse.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So morning, do you have an issue with tongue scraping? Big loaded brush.
No. Okay. Tongue scraping is amazing.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to differentiate the morning and the evening.
Yes.
So
if you woke up,
I would put that in the evening.
In the evening, tongue scraping.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the morning, you wake up, brush your teeth, done.
Yeah.
In the evening, you would, let's say, tongue scrape, floss, brush.
Yes.
Incidental brushes, and then potentially mouthwash.
Yeah. Incidental brushes, again, I mean, I'm very, if I was going to give a list of all the things that one should use,
yeah,
would be the brush,
yeah,
floss,
yeah,
tongue scraper,
mm-hmm.
Incidental brushes, mouthwash.
Right.
Let's say that's the key.
That's five. Okay.
So then a lot of when to use it is more about time.
And can I just ask you about alcohol in mouthwash? Very bad, right?
Very bad.
Okay, fine.
Full stop.
Okay. Can I ask you about whitening?
Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots of people say to me, what can I whiten my teeth with at home? Because going to the dentist is expensive to do it and I want to do it at home straight away. And I always say, and again, I'm sure you're going to have an answer, but my response is usually go to the dentist first, ask them if you can use at home things.
Yeah.
Is that what
that
you would
say? That is absolutely the thing.
Yeah.
Because I agree that whitening is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, really, it's not. Because when you add up, you know, I kind of say to people, just don't go to Starbucks for 3-4 months and you can afford whichever part of the country you're in, even in London,
yeah,
to have your teeth professionally whitened.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about professionally whitening your teeth is it usually, for most people, lasts them a year to sometimes 3 years. So
yeah,
when you break it down to cost per day or whatever, you know, like how you do your clothes,
yeah,
it's so effective.
Yeah, and your teeth are there every day, out on display.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you only get one set of teeth,
yes,
you know, and it's your health.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a disconnect, and it's annoying with the terminology about whitening at home, because...
Yeah.
We've got the home whitening, which I now add the professional home whitening, which mm-hmm. is a trace that you wear every night,
yes,
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Or you buy these kits and things from Boots or wherever that they say it's the home whitening. So which is it? So, you know, my thing is anything, just stay away from anything that your dentist does not give you. Full stop, gazoom, end. That makes it simple.
Okay.
Because if it's a case of... you know, whether it's a professional thing or they will recommend it. Now, the only caveat to that would be, say, whitening toothpaste, in quote. And a whitening toothpaste really is a stain remover.
Right, so it's got a little bit of exfoliating product in it.
Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, even the manufacturers can't call it stain removers because it's not sexy as saying whitening. But even with that, ask your dentist for a recommendation, because some of them are too abrasive. So you want one that's kind of gentle.
Fine.
And then it becomes part of a maintenance thing. So, like, let's say somebody's, I've whitened them, then the regime is kind of, yes, use a whitening toothpaste. You know, whichever one uses, make sure it's gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it helps keep the stain at bay. So
also, is there an issue with how white people go? Because, you know, when you said your eyes shouldn't really be able to see teeth, and go, whoa, teeth. And so many teeth now, particularly on TV, look insane.
Yeah.
And I think...
Insane being the right word.
And one of the things you once said to me was that your teeth should be about the same colour in an ideal world as the whites of your eyes.
Yeah.
And that's how your... So your eye isn't weirded out by it. It kind of looks natural.
Yeah. And also...
Yeah.
That's the colour your eyes are from when you were born. And
right.
You can't get much younger than the day you were born into the world. Yeah. So that doesn't change till your dying day. That colour stays the same.
Okay.
So when things do look insane and it's like, you know, it's glowing dark kind of white, that's porcelain veneers. It's not natural. It's not whitening or anything like that. Yeah. That's artificial.
And in terms of the strips, which ones do you recommend here?
Well, in England, you can only... I mean, it's the same. It's the Crest strips. Mm-hmm. Although here, Crest is actually Oral-B.
Right.
So, and I think they're great. Mm-hmm. And again, it's part of... I view it as part of the maintenance regime.
Yeah.
The thing about the strips that I say to people is that to be careful, which is why I do the full thing first. Because otherwise you get a tide mark. Because you can literally only go 3 to 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like a little gleam and then you go at the back, which is the corners that's dark anyway. I mean, it's just
weird. Yeah, it can look a bit odd.
So, yeah. And I love... I mean, there are times that I dislike the whole Britishness because we're such a weird race. But on the other hand, I love the Britishness of safety. Yeah. So unlike the rest of the world, even the whitening strips, you have to get them from your dentist here.
Yes, yes.
But then that means that you've been checked out to make sure you've got no recession, you haven't got cavities, and then you can just have that confidence that you're not doing
damage. Not like in America where you can like nuke your teeth just like over the counter in the
green room. Yeah. I mean, I had somebody who... And it's such a sad story because literally whitening was too expensive and she went and got something on the internet and trying to save like £400 then ended up costing her over £10,000 because it literally had acid and dissolved the enamel of all the teeth and every single tooth needed covering.
Oh, that's awful.
That's crazy because you're looking for... No.
Yeah, it's the cheap... It's always the sort of quick fix, isn't it, that gets in trouble.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Talk to me about alignment, because when I was alignment, you know, braces, straight teeth, when I was younger, the only option was train tracks and then a retainer. But now there's thousands, you know, like it's you can go so many different ways.
Because if you're gonna straighten your teeth, I mean, and the nice thing, because teeth, you know, when you have like a wedding dress or the crinoline and you have the what do they call the things underneath that holds the skirt?
Oh, the hoop, not the hoops.
Yeah, like the hoops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what your teeth are for your face.
Yeah.
Now, as we get older, everything starts going south, and my equivalent of it is that the teeth starts twisting and coming inwards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose teeth or whatever, it all comes in. What braces does is it allows one to just widen the arch, straighten things up, and so it gives a much better scaffold for your whole face. And you don't need to have the traditional train tracks now. And the technology is so great. So something like Invisalign now is amazing because I have no idea the science of how they do it. But the memory, the plastic does the same as the metal train tracks.
Okay.
So you put them on, it's really tight. And as they're pushing your teeth, it's transferring pressure from the plastic out to your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It gets looser and looser, and then 2 weeks later you change it.
Yeah.
So then that way that gives you flexibility.
Right.
When I pick what braces people should wear, I tend to do it a lot with personality. Okay. So somebody like myself, if I was having braces, I would have to have fixed braces.
Yeah.
I'd be rubbish at Invisalign. I'd have no... I could not... do it. I keep taking it off because you're only supposed to take it off to brush your teeth.
Yes. Talk to me about bonding, because that's the thing that I had that really changed my teeth, and it's a kind of adding is it composite that you add to the end, or you can build up a tooth with that.
Yes.
So that's really intriguing to me, because again, it used to be that it was have your teeth, you know, have crowned over it.
Yeah.
But now you can add.
Yeah. So the bonding's changed things so much. And also, it really makes me so happy because, again, it's that artistry where I'm in control. So even with, like, porcelain, it's the technician That's the artist. So I can design and tell him what to do, but he actually makes it. Yes. And then I bond it on, or I stick it on. But with the composite, I can change the shape. Yeah. And you just add, you know, layer by layer. And, oh my God, this, I can sit there for hours. Sometimes I feel really sorry for the patients. I just know that I'm having fun. But it then means that, one, that it can be much more subtle, and you can add tiny little minute amounts that there's no way you could do with porcelain, because it needs a certain thickness to be strong.
Yeah.
And with bonding, I can change colour, I can change shape, I can change length, I can build things out.
And it's kind of cheaper per tooth as well, isn't
it? Yes, because there's no lab fee.
Yeah.
Obviously, the downside of it is that it's not as strong. So if somebody grind. So say somebody like yourself that there's like is a bruxer.
Yeah.
I know that we'll probably need to replace it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But I also know that by the way that I build your bite, I can distribute the forces. So it's kind of things like that to anticipate that you, because you're always going to grind. It's just part of who you are. And the other disadvantage of bonding is that it tends, because it's porous, it tends to pick up stain more, so it needs more maintenance. But then if it comes off, we just bond it back. So
I was going to say two things about the bonding that I've had is that, firstly, when you said you can sit there and change it for hours, I made you change mine about 80 times because I'm insane. And I need, but that actually, if you're someone who's a bit of a control freak, it's quite helpful because you feel, you know,
in
it's
control.
Not.
Do you remember that day?
Don't.
That little bit, I can feel just a little bit.
I was like looking at it and feeling it, and my tongue feels everything. So I was like, you channel. But the thing is, it does help because I'm someone who would never have veneers because I wouldn't trust that the tooth that came back would be the tooth I'd want in my mouth. So I'd almost rather have my damaged teeth because of the control element. And also the other thing is I broke mine stupidly by biting onto a fork, and it took like 5 minutes to put the tooth back on again. So it is, yes, they might break, but also that it's not a big pain to get them put back on. It's one appointment, and it's, you know, like half an hour they can be done in. So I found that, I think they're absolutely brilliant. It's been a complete revelation to me. Tell me about food and drink. So finally, food and drinks to have and food and drinks to avoid, because one of the things that's always slightly annoyed me about teeth is that it feels like the things that are good for your gut are bad for your teeth.
It's not fair, is it?
It's not
like
fair.
Lemon, for example.
Exactly. And herbal teas and things. So it's like, so, you know, if you ate white bread the whole time, I feel like your teeth would like it apart from the sugar.
No, they wouldn't, because it's all gooey and you'll get in between the cuts and stuff. So white bread isn't great for me.
No white bread, then.
Brioche. I think with regards to kind of, number one, from an aesthetic point of view, anything that will stain a white shirt will stain your teeth.
Okay.
So therefore, whether if one's thinking, you know, if you're going to have pasta with the red sauce versus white sauce, all that kind of stuff. But I think not to get obsessed with it. You know, I have sometimes guests that are like, can you give me a white food diet? I'm like, but why would you do that? Because all the, think of the sumptuous colours of fruits and all the rest of it. I'm like, life would be so bland.
And all the nutritional benefits from having different colours.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's anything that's good for the body generally is good for teeth.
Okay.
That's, you know, the fruits, the vegetables. You don't need to have extra calcium. You know, sometimes people get obsessed with, do I need to take calcium tablets and all this stuff? No, you don't. Just whatever you have normally.
Yeah.
That said, the two killers for your teeth is sugar and acid.
Right.
So those two things. Why? Because number one, the sugar feeds the bacteria that cause the problems in your mouth, both teeth and gums and so on.
And your tongue gets a bit furry when you have a lot of sugar.
Completely. Yeah. And that's because they're multiplied.
Yeah.
So the furry tongue is an indication that they're colonizing. Right. They're like, this is amazing. They're growing.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, the acid breaks down the enamel barrier.
Right.
So if you think of your enamel like the walls to the castle.
Yeah.
So what the acid does is it softens it and it breaks down the barrier, so the bacteria then can burrow through the wall to do the damage.
Bad.
So those are the two key elements.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of a bit of a generalization. Yeah. And then the other, actually I should say the third thing, if you are going to eat something that's bad, it's about frequency.
Okay.
So let's say with sugar, you know that thing where people kind of, I've got a box of chocolates. This isn't necessarily good for your body, but box of chocolates, and you kind of like make it, you eke it out to like just having one, you know, every hour or whatever, because it's the worst possible thing to do, because it then means that you're, we talk about a sugar episode, you know, that you're keeping your mouth in a vulnerable state for longer.
Right, okay.
The best thing to do is literally eat the whole packet in one go. It's, I know it sounds insane, but you just have that hit, rush, done, dusted.
Yeah.
Don't brush your teeth for at least an hour afterwards.
Okay.
You know, it's almost like to be premeditated, right? I'm going to eat this box of chocolates.
Doing sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm going to do, right, what's the doing sugar plan?
Yeah.
First, I brush and floss my teeth. Get rid of all the bugs and the bacteria.
Okay.
Then I sit there and I just intentionally...
Yeah.
Do your sugar intentionally.
I feel like if you go and brush your teeth and floss, you probably won't end up... Like,
you won't even feel like it anymore.
Sometimes you just need a pause, don't you? Like, I know that when I'm in that mad thing, I'm like, I need sugar. If I actually went and did something, I probably would want it. So in a way,
it does help.
Sugar management.
You went and ate an apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just not the same thing, but actually does cut that craving down.
Completely, yeah.
So yeah, that's...
So then don't brush your teeth afterwards, basically.
No, definitely don't.
So, and if you were, say, a hardcore coffee drinker, you're like, I love my espresso, and you have it 8 times a day because you can't live without it. Would the best thing to do afterwards be to rinse your mouth with cold water?
Yeah, just have a good Swiss. I mean, I think they're normally the posh places present you with the water, don't they?
They do that in Austria. I wonder if that's why.
No,
I thought it was just to hydrate, but maybe it's actually
it's a combination of the two. You could just have a good Swiss and at least you then have cut. And then one, it reduces the stickability of the colour anyway.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good for you, the hydration. And yeah, it's your water's great for the mouth.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for letting me talk to you. Loved it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.